Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Jerry J. Staskel, 77 of Boscobel, died October 16th at home of natural causes. A memorial service will be held at noon Saturday at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at the funeral home Saturday from 9 to noon. In lieu of flowers, donations to the Boscobel Rescue Squad and the Boscobel Fire Department are appreciated. Jerry J. Staskel, 77 of Boscobel. Gloria Jean Bigley, 68 of Cazenovia, died October 23rd unexpectedly at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from noon until 4 at Bunker Hill Saloon. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family of Gloria Jean Bigley, 68 of Cazenovia. Suzanne J. Stelt, 75 of Blue River, died October 9th at Schmidt Woodland Hills after a short battle with cancer. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 4 at the Dousman House in Prairie du Chien. You are invited to bring photos or mementos of Suzanne to share. Suzanne J. Stelt, 75 of Blue River. Marion S. Johnson, 87 of rural Richland County, died yesterday. There will be no memorial services. Burial will be held in Richland Center Cemetery at a later date. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Marion S. Johnson, 87 of rural Richland County. Harvey L. Reeder, 85 of Plain, died Monday at the William S. Middleton Memorial Veterans Hospital in Madison. A funeral mass will be held Tuesday at 11 at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain, with military rites conducted by the Plain American Legion Post 398. Burial will be held in the church cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the church Tuesday from 9:30 until the time of Mass at 11. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Harvey L. Reeder, 85 of Plain.